the rest of the story. November 1, 1872, a woman marches into the voter registration in Rochester, New York, and says, "I'd like to register to vote." Ed Marsh, the election inspector on duty, answers in effect, "What are you, nuts? You're a woman." Woman says she knows she's a woman. Then she starts reading from, oh boy, the United States Constitution. "We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union..." Lady Ed interrupts, "It's no use. Establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense." "Lady," Ed interjects again, "what is your point?" Well, the woman glances up from the paper in her hand, more like a steely glare, and she declares, "My point is, the Constitution says we the people, not we the men. And I am a person, and with all of the liberties afforded any citizen of this country." Well, Ed Marsh, the election inspector, had never thought of it that way before. And the more he thought, the more he realized that the stern-looking woman standing before him was quite correct. "All right," he sighed at last, "I'll register you to vote." And for those words turned a new page in American history. For 4 days later, that same woman walked into a Rochester voting booth and cast her ballot and became the first woman to vote in a United States election, the presidential election of 1872. She voted Republican. Nearly half a century before American women were legally, officially given the right to vote. Now, the annals of American women's suffrage remember that uncompromising activist as Susan Brownell Anthony, Susan B. Anthony, Steel-Eyed Susan. Her accomplishment would win her worldwide recognition as a champion of human rights. One day they would even plant her profile on a coin of the American realm. For while she lived and after she was gone, two words kept competing to define what she had done: courage and sacrifice. And indeed, not 2 weeks after casting her vote, she was arrested for having done so. Facing fine and jail, she argued eloquently at her trial, courage and sacrifice. Judge Hunt, unsympathetic to the defendant's cause, found her guilty and threw the book at her. But let the record reflect that as bravely as Susan B. Anthony faced the consequences of her activism, and as much as she was prepared to give up to give women the full rights of their citizenship, she never paid a cent of the fine imposed on her, never spent an hour behind bars, for the judge, unwilling to make more of a case than he had to, eventually dropped the matter completely as far as she was concerned. But you remember Ed Marsh? You remember the official who 5 days before the election first objected, but then listened, and then relented? Remember him as the man who registered Ms. Anthony to vote? It was he who gave her access to the voting booth, and therefore the opportunity to make history. He, Ed Marsh, is the unheralded hero of women's suffrage, for having heard the recited words of our founding fathers, and having believed what they said, he was arrested. He was tried, convicted, and thrown into jail. Now you know the rest of the story.